It's time for our Community Spotlight, brought to you by Solid Value Contracting. This spotlight is Radford Media Group's public affairs program, highlighting the work people are doing in West Central Missouri. If you miss an episode or want to listen again, you can listen on demand at mykdkd.com, then by clicking on the podcast tab on the homepage. Joining me today via the KDKD hotline is Tate Stevens. You may remember him from season 2 of The X Factor. Tate will be headlining the Ag City Music Festival coming up June 19th and 20th outside of Harrisonville at the Little Dixie Mud Run facility. And Tate, hey man, thanks for joining me here on the radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you here and get you on KDKD. Now, we're talking because you're going to be hitting the stage up in Harrisonville a little bit later on this summer with the Ag City Music Festival, June 19th and 20th. First off, we're excited to be partnered with this event. And when we seen the headline act, we knew we had to get in there because you're a local boy, right?
Yes, sir, man. I raised pretty much my whole life for the last 40-some years in Belton and the Cass County area. So, yep.
Great to get you in the area and up on stage. Now, a lot of people remember the Season 2 X Factor that happened back in 2012. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but you was on Team L.A. Reid, right?
I was, yep. L.A. was our mentor on the show. Great guy. Amazing music knowledge. You know, of course, he's been in the music industry for his pretty much his whole adult life.
Right.
Great dude, man. All of them. Simon was a good guy. All of them were really good people to us. And it was a great experience. And, you know, I can't complain. I get to do what I love to do for a living. So I can't complain about it.
And that's the biggest thing. You know, you're still producing music. You're still outperforming in the area. And what are some of the things that you have done since the show that you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Man, one of the coolest things, and I will tell you, obviously having your music played on the radio for people to hear is for artists, that's what we need to do, right? That's how people get to know you as an artist and they get to hear your stuff. But one of the coolest things, actually the absolute coolest thing, winning the X Factor was great, right? That was a great experience and a great thing for my career. But playing the Grand Ole Opry has been the biggest achievement I've ever had in the music industry, and I've been fortunate to play it several times, and every time it is just, it's magical. It's just the place you dream about when you're a kid and you want to become a country music star, I guess, right? That's the one thing that you think about, man, I got to play the Opry. And to have that opportunity several times to do it, and it's just one of the coolest things. You know, you can't hardly explain it. You have to live it, right? To understand it fully. But to, you know, just to be able to stand on that stage and especially, you know, stand in the circle, where all the greats that come before you, have stood, that paved the way for us to do what we love to do. It is, like I said, it's kind of magical. It's a special, special thing. And being able to do that, it has been the biggest achievement in my career to this point.
Yeah, that sounds really like something, you know, even as a radio DJ on this side of the business, you know, I think it'd be cool to attend the Grand Ole Opry, performances, and just to be there. And yeah, not even getting on stage. I think for you, that would be, like you said, the mecca of, you know, achievement in your career.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Like I said, once you stand in that circle, you know, I can't... I can't feel my feet when I'm standing in it. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's just it's such a special place, you know, to get to the opportunity to play there. It's amazing, and it's where all your heroes played, and that's why you do what you do.
Absolutely.
And it's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, you've been working on some new material. We got a new single that we just got from you this last week, and it's in rotation right now on KDKD.
Awesome.
Lucky for Me is the name of the song. Tell me about the song and the story behind it.
Okay, so I got this song. Wanted to record some new music, so called all my writer friends and that I write with and all that. And so I got some, my producer, Mike Rogers, he was sending me songs, and I called a buddy of mine, and I said, hey, do you have anything? I said, I'm getting ready to cut some stuff, and I had some that I had written that we were scheduled to record, and And he said, I got a couple. So he sent me a couple songs, and lucky for me was one of them. And I was like, man, I just like that. That's a, what a good tune. And so we cut it, and good thing we did. He had a couple holds on it, and I jumped on it first, and we cut it. So I'm going to give Sam a little shout-out, Sam Banks, another Missouri guy, right?
Yeah.
He wrote Bartender and Destined for Riley Green. He wrote Luke Combs' song Be By You. And so he's doing great. He's crushing it as a writer in Nashville. So was really fortunate to get lucky for me. And like I said, I'm excited about the song. I think it says a lot of things that some of us guys can't say, you know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those kind of songs, but man, it's such a feel good thing. When I heard it the first time, just the acoustic demo of it, truly, I was like, man, I know that song. You know what I mean? It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Lyrically, it just sounded familiar. So I'm like, that must be a good thing. So we jumped in there and recorded it, and hope everybody likes my version of it. But really excited about it. I think we're getting a lot of good response and feedback, positive feedback from it. So it's pretty cool.
Well, definitely, and we're glad to have it featured here on KDKD as well. We're super excited to be part of this Ag City Music Festival, the first year this event is happening, and you are the headliner for the event coming up June 19th and 20th. Of course, on the 19th, Friday evening, it's going to be like a Southern rock, country type music, and then on the 20th, it's going to be all country all day long, and Tate Stevens is the headliner, and that's who we're talking with here today on our Artist Spotlight. And Tate, tell me a little bit about the Ag City Music Festival from your perspective. When they reached out to you, was this something that associated with from the get-go of the festival, or how did it come about?
The promoter of the show, Dan, he called and said, hey, we're putting this thing together, and I want to get some really good artists from the area together and do something. And I'm like, yeah, I'm in. You know, let me know what you need. And he kind of figured it out, the two-day thing. I'm excited about it because, you know, get to play with my friend. You know, Noe Palma is a good buddy, so I know he's on the show, so it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I love music festivals, especially you have music all day. So
right.
if you can't make it in the more, you know, in the early afternoon, come in the evening. You can't make it in the evening, you go to the morning stuff or the early afternoon stuff. So it kind of makes it worth it for everybody. So you don't miss out really on a lot. Hopefully everybody shows up, and has a good time. Cause I think that's what it's going to be. It's just, you know, music all day can't be bad. Right.
Right. So, exactly. It's kind of like what we do here at the radio station, music all day and life is great. Yeah. So can't complain.
That's right. That's right.
Well, we're talking with Tate Stevens today on our Ag Spotlight here today for the Ag City Music Festival, and he's one of the performers amongst a great lineup. He is the headliner on June 20th up at the Little Dixie Mud Run in the Harrisonville area. Once again, Ag City Music Festival, June 19th and 20th. And Tate, thank you so much for jumping on here for a few minutes. I know you have a very busy schedule, but thanks for taking a little time out to talk with me here today and about your new song, Lucky For Me, and your performance upcoming at the Ag City Music Fest.
Man, thank you for having me, and thanks for spinning the song. I greatly appreciate it, and hope people call in and request it and want to hear it. And if they don't, well, it's not my song. We'll say it's somebody else.
Well, they already are requesting it, so they're already getting it out there. And if you really love it, you need to come see them live on stage June 19th and 20th up at the Little Dixie Mud Run for the Ag City Music Festival. Tate, I'll see you up there. We'll be up there, of course, introducing you on stage and having a great time, having some drinks behind the stage for sure. Maybe even on stage.
Yeah,
who knows?
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. All right, good to talk to you, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Tate. That's Tate Stevens right here on 95.3. We'll talk to you soon, my man.
Bye. Thanks.